Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. John Paul is with us. He's representing Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you today, Jim?
Pretty fair. You gave away all kinds of good money. You've got to be feeling pretty good yourself.
Definitely. One of the bright shining stars for Western Iowa Mutual that I participated in for almost my 30 years since I've been here has been the development of the Mutual Golf Benefit, originally started by IMT, and when they dropped out, we continued to support it, and we've racked up some pretty nice dollars going back to local fire departments in the area, Jim.
Yeah, it's really a neat little program where the fire departments get to go out, and well, the firemen get to have a little bit of fun themselves that day, because a lot of the guys who get together, guys and gals that get together for the program, for the golf events that you hold in different locations, are firefighters themselves, so they get a chance to really kind of help themselves.
They certainly are, and again, some are policyholders, some firemen or on the rescue units, and some are just people that want to turn over their entry fee for an excellent cause. A number of our agents participate, and businesses like KJN in the Atlantic area just been wonderful to help us for the 27 years that we've been hosting this local tournament.
Well, you've recently held a few tournaments here in the area. I know one is held here in Atlantic. There is another one as well?
Definitely. We always reserve that last Monday in June for the Atlantic tournament at Nishna Hills, and the week before, we host a tournament at Willow Vale up in Mapleton, and since it's a nine-hole course, we can only raise half the amount of money, but the Atlantic tournament, that's been one that's really worked exceptionally well for us.
Well, and you get a lot of cooperation in a lot of ways. You mentioned a little bit of that up front, but I mean, you've got to have golf course cooperation. You've got to have player cooperation. Folks want to come out and play and support the event. You've got your agents out there in the field that are supporting this event, along with all the volunteers and stuff that make it all work.
It certainly does not just happen on its own, but it's kind of one of those things you love to do. It takes a lot of preparation to get it ready, and again, it should be able to do it almost in my sleep, but it takes a lot of staff here. Again, the relationship with Nishna Hills, with a number of managers over the years, the businesses, individuals, and agents that sponsor teams and assist with it and support it. Again, we basically load up, got 36 teams for the Atlantic tournament. We had been going at $200 per entry fee, and we raised that this year to $300, Jim, just because cost of labor and material and costs just continue to go up. And so we're raising and turning over a lot more money that way. But again, it's except for a couple of rain days the last 2 years, this year was exceptional. And get a good 8:30 shotgun start in and get finished up by about 2 o'clock. And typically a good time is had by all.
Well, and it caters to everyone as far as the golf event goes that day. You've got some that are out there. They're just having a good time. They're making a good day of it. It's a day off work and a day on the golf course. You've got some others who are a little bit competitive. It really doesn't matter.
No. We take them whether they're young, whether they're old, male, female, and some like to have a little party atmosphere, and some are, as you said, are more on the serious side. But overall, it's just great fellowship and a worthwhile cause. And again, the entry fee that we charge now, $300 a team, 100% of that does go back to the fire department of their choice. So they're able to select the fire department. And again, that makes it pretty special. Western Iowa Mutual will pick up for green fees and the additional costs and get things rolling. We have typically 8 flight prizes, some hole prizes, and anyway, it's just gotten to where a lot of people just look forward to it every year. And one of the other odd things, Jim, that we do is since we started this tournament 27 years ago, we will take a picture of each golf team in front of the fire department fire truck, and we will send that out for pictures for each team. And it's a lot of fun to go back and see how few of us have changed in the last 27 years.
Well, you provided me with some of the data here as far as money raised and where it's gone to the different fire departments over the years. It's a pretty impressive total.
Well, we are, again, very proud of this. Not counting this year's tournament and also the annual fees and the fire run fees, as of January 1 of 2015, we're right at that $660,000 total funds that we have dispersed. And again, even for the city of Atlantic, and this is historical funds from the, again, the fire runs, the annual donation, and the golf outing. The city of Atlantic, we've sent over $26,000 to, and they'll be adding another $1,600 out of the tournament this year. So that's some pretty good numbers that we've put together.
Well, and the list of fire departments that have been helped is pretty impressive, too. Some are larger numbers, of course. Some are smaller numbers. But just because you have a smaller fire department doesn't mean you're getting a smaller number either. Some of these have been pretty well supported.
They definitely have. And again, these are historical funds. And again, we've even had some even some donations that have gone just to initiate and start where we have a new agency opening in an area. I know that that's how we started Atlantic, with a little extra boost initially, and then we've just carried it on from there. So, again, when there's a fire run that is made, that's what we consider where there is property that is endangered by fire or an actual fire to an insured building, personal property, or location. We'll send a donation to the fire department. Most of the fire departments in the area get an annual donation. And again, the kicker on this that we're spending time on is the two golf benefits. And again, just a great time. And again, we feel so blessed to have these individuals that are spending their time and efforts away from home, away from business, when that fire call comes in, the training that takes place in between. And again, they are we just have to turn it over all of our thanks and blessing to them for what they do, Jim.
Well, there's no way to go through all of these fire department lists, but I was just looking through, and you mentioned Atlantic Fire Department over time getting over $26,000 benefit from this tournament. And you would expect places like Atlantic, Glenwood, some of the larger communities in southwest Iowa to have larger dollar numbers, but I was looking at some of these others. Avoca over $21,000, Walnuts over $21,000 donated toward what they do, Henderson over $20,000, Malvern over $21,000. That's huge money to some of these small departments.
It certainly is. And again, Western Iowa Mutual is a small mutual company writing only in the state of Iowa, with local independent agents that are licensed that can write for us. Again, it's been a great history over the years, and we want to continue that involvement and that relationship. And that's what we're here for. And again, between wind and hail and fire and the other perils that are in there, that's just one where we really need that quick response, that information, and help us to get things resolved and work with the cause and origin people and the fire marshal out of the state of Iowa and whatever's necessary. And we really appreciate that cooperation and feel that it's great funding and it's for a very worthy cause.
And there are no restrictions as to how these departments use the money? If it's training or equipment or whatever, they can do what they see fit?
It certainly is. We do not want to tie any strings to how this is spent. We like to have that accountability, and occasionally we'll get a card or a letter back from the department that this is how the funds were dispersed. We use for equipment, bunker gear, or toward the purchase of a fire truck for funding and so forth like that. But again, no restrictions on it. We just want it used as they see fit.
You bet. So at the end of the day, what does the Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association gain from this? Is it just a good feeling knowing you're helping good people who need the help?
Well, obviously, with it being on the radio and with what we're doing today, it's great advertising for us, but it is a good relationship feeling that people that we count on that are in the smaller communities, the rural fire departments, something that we can do to help them out, Jim. That's what we've done for our nearly 140 years of business, and we just like to continue to do that. And so between the relationship and the funding and the advertisement out of it, it's something that we'll continue to do.
Well, I know, as I said earlier, that's big money for some of these departments, and it's important money. And I know there's some guys who don't play much golf all through the year, but they make doggone sure they get out on that day.
Yes, we occasionally hear that word "four" yelled out, and sometimes it's yelled a little late. But again, there's a kind of a scattering of golf balls around the area, and We haven't had any serious injuries out of that, and again, good time, good fellowship.
Well, any injuries, you know a good agent, right?
That's right.
Very good. Well, John, thanks so much for all that you do in coordinating and organizing these events and on all the good work on behalf of the area fire departments. It's very much appreciated from us, and I know from them as well. Thank you.
Well, and maybe a last note, if I could, Jim. This year, the KJN team with Rod Christensen and crew did win our tournament this year. So an additional $300 to the winning team goes back to the Atlantic Fire Department. So to Rod Christensen, KJN, for their support and also for being the winning team this year.
Very good. Well, John, thanks so much. Continue the good work.
Thanks, Jim.
You bet.